In the past several weeks, I've had the opportunity to see our diocese working at its best. Last week, I was at the bishop's dinner where close to 1,000 people attended. Hundreds of thousands of dollars were raised for special programs in schools, and many, many people were inspired. Last month, I attended One Rock 2.0, where 700 young adults, mostly from Calgary, attended. Speakers catechized them, challenged students to become better in their faith. And the feeling of excitement that filled the building at the end of the day was contagious. I'm very hopeful of our diocese and the things that are happening. These are great examples of how the body of Christ was functioning, not just in a spiritual or abstract way, but on a real incarnational level in our diocese. Where, as St. Paul says, the body of Christ is working to build the unity of faith and growing to the full stature of Christ. In these examples, I thought about all the different gifts that were needed to make all these events successful. Needed like administration, fundraising, volunteer, production, speakers, and the most important part, food. When the church, the body of Christ, is working well, something beautiful is accomplished. Grace is unleashed and lives are transformed. Unfortunately, in most of our parishes, the body of Christ is still trying to get along in its way. Guess what the percentage of people who are engaged in communities right now? Like what percentage of the people are considered engaged in churches? And engaged means someone who is spiritually, emotionally, and financially committed to their church. They invite other people. Their lives are better because of their community, and they feel like they belong. The Gallup studies show that in the U.S., which is very similar to our demographic, it's only about 16%. That's only about 1/6 or 1/7 of the congregation. The other half are not engaged, and then about 1/3 of the congregation is actually actively disengaged. Fortunately, at St. Peter's, I would say that the level of engagement is higher. I would say we're about probably 20 to 24%. With all the people who are involved with the Knights, the CWL, St. Vincent de Paul, choirs, pastoral care, Eucharistic ministers, just all the different ministries that are happening at St. Peter's, it's just great to see that. And so to echo what Father Jonathan said, I'm very appreciative of all the ministries and everything that's going on here. However, St. Paul and Jesus are challenging us today. How can we mobilize the entire body of Christ? How can we grow to the full stature of Christ? St. Paul did not say in our readings today, brothers and sisters, grace was given to 16% of us. No, he said grace was given to each of us. Each of us who are present here and each of us who are not here. Although at St. Peter's we can be proud that we have a higher engagement rate than the average, we should not be satisfied. It would be like saying, hey guys, my body's functioning at 25%. I believe we can take St. Peter's to another level. See, because when one part of the body is hurting, the whole body hurts. Has anyone ever stubbed their toe? Although we're doing great work here at St. Peter's, imagine all the gifts we're missing out on. This is what we can do here at St. Peter's with 500 engaged members. That's currently about, I think, around what we have. But imagine if we had 1,000 engaged people, or 1,500, or 2,500 engaged parishioners. That's the amount of people that come to Sunday Mass every week. We would be a force that could not be contained in the Northwest, and we would be that city on the hill giving light to the whole city of Calgary. Brothers and sisters, our Lord is challenging us to use our gifts to build up the body of Christ. Because at the end of the lives, end of our lives, he will ask each and every one of us, just as he asked the gardener of the fig tree, what fruit have you borne from the life I've given you. To those of you who are already involved and engaged, I thank you. But I also challenge you to invite others, to recognize the gifts of others and empower them to become involved or to become leaders in the ministry. The studies show that people are more engaged when they're participating in something and doing something that they're actually good at and contributing meaningfully to the church. To those of you who are maybe thinking of being engaged in the parish but haven't fully immersed themselves yet, or you're a part of the parish but feel you could offer so much more, the body of Christ needs you. The myriad of gifts out there are waiting to be unlocked and unleashed for the glory of God. There's so much we could do at St. Peter's. There's probably ministries that we probably haven't even thought about that are just waiting out there. At St. Peter's, that we could, like, there's things we could do. We could have like a youth group for kids who are below. We do youth groups for 14 to 17. But what about youth groups for kids below that age? You know that there are actually 4,000 families registered at St. Peter's? But obviously, those families are registered for weddings or baptisms. But even in our community, we see that there are so many souls we could reach out to. And with your gifts, you could assist in this glorious mission. So, will you take on the challenge to build up the body of Christ? Will you join me in magnifying the light which comes from our Lord all over the city? Or will you hide your light under a bushel basket?